we had Tosfos, Rosh, the Ramban, many Rishonim say that the Sgan of the Gemara is Taku Kayin, Mitzian Miyadai. Tosfos Loi Mahani Besnekes. That's the way the Ramah Paskins, the Yaridea Simon Shin Tesvav, of the Ramban Shita, he's called the all the Rishonim. He learns that Tisa is Mahani by Svekis. By Safi Bukhari, he passed me to talk with Kayin, Ein Moitzian, Oisai, Miyadai, Milchus Pairis. As the Shaila is on the Rambam, number one, the Maskana of the Gemara is talk with Kayin, Moitzian, Oisai, Miyadai. What does he do with the Maskana of the Gemara? Where's his Makkah to learn not like the Maskana? Ba'oid, what's even more shvar on the Rambam, is the Raya of the Gemara, the Maskana, that Takva Kayi might see a Miyada, is a Sveikis, Nechnasim Letir. V'sasir, the Rambam paskins in Sveikis, Nechnasim Letir, V'sasir. As the Shaila is he paskins a Sveikis, Nechnasim Letir, V'sasir, im Takva Kayin, Ein Moitzian is why Asvekis Nechnasim Ledir Lissasir. That's what the Gemara asks. Number one, why does he paskin not like the Gemara? Number two, what does he do with the Raya of the Gemara not like his Shita? As we as the Makar of the Rambam to paskin not like the Gemara? As the Gra in Yerideya in Simin Shin Tesvom, the Lechem Mishnah Amarech Betuv Tam Tesvom. That Be'emes, the Rishonim buy from our Gemara, the Tfisa's Loi Mahani B'Sveikis, and the Rishonim yes, from many places in Shas, the Tfisa is Mahani B'Sveikis. Tosfos yes, from Daf Kuf Beis, from Ksubis Daf Chof, the Ramban yes, from Ksubis Tezayim, from other places, as there are many Rayas in Shas, not like the Rishonim. The Rishonim say Chilukim, the Rishonim say Yeshuvim, Tfisa Kodem Shanela V'Safik Bari, Tfisa Rishus. Now the Rambam doesn't hold of all these cloths. The Rambam holds that the stomach of the sugi of Shas is that Tfisa is Mahani. That was Makkah number one. Makkah number two, the Beis Yosef brings down from the Kesef Mishnah, brings down from the Tshuvas HaRashba in Sunan Shin Aleph, is because the stomach of the Mishnah is Amoitzi Michaveiroi Olav Araya. Zakrib Habnuna Mashma, whoever is the Moitzi. Moitzi Michaveiroi Olav Araya. Mashma Tvis is Mahani. The Gemara is Doicha. Maybe we always assume that the Bailam is the Muxik. But the Pashas of the Mishnah is Mashma that not that way. Boy, even in the Lashon of the Gemara, that he says, Kibum Dilma. Rabba comes, maybe you could be Deicha. But Avada, the Pashtus is more mashma like Reb Hamduna. Okay. As those are the Makiris of the Rambam, that the Rambam paskins that Tvisa Mani, either from other places in Shas, or in this Sugya Gufa, the stomach of the Mishnah, is mashma that Tvisa is Mahani. The Shaila is, so what does the Rambam do with Asvekis Nifnasim Lidir? This aser. How is he going to be miyashiv? This din of Asvegas nechnasim ledir this aser, which is the shaila of Reb Chanina that over here he proves not like Reb Hamduna. As there's two ways of answering the shaila of Asvegas nechnasim ledir, and each one is very sadistic and it sums up basically what we've been seeing the whole week. The Kesef Mishnah. And Sharshay is in the Ma'ariv Korkis in Hilchas Poiris. They learn that the Shaila of Reb Chanina from Asvekis Nechnasin Ladir is not a Muchachdik Shaila. It's not a good Shaila. You could get at it. Why? Because you could learn Zok the Kesef Mishnah, calls man that it's by him, Hamoitzi Mechavei Alvaraya. If it's tough as a Koyin, as then the din changes. Abba calls man that it's by the Yisrael, it's Amoitzi Mechaveiroi Olav Araya. As it's not a suffix, the Muxik paskins that it's his. Zakrib Nochum, in this case of Mishnah, you see Klod like we saw in the Ramban yesterday, that the Kesef Mishnah is learning the din of Cheskes Momin is Cheskes Momin is Machriya Betoiris Vadai Shaloi. Aye, so why is the halacha Takvukaya and Tvisa helps Eimon Tzion Mimenu? Zok Rav Nochum, the Kesef Mishnah learns because when he's Tyfus, he changes who's the Muchsik. Ayidei is Tvisa, he becomes the Muchsik, and now the Muchsik paskins that it's Vadai is. As Kolzman, Ruvain is the Muchsik, as the Cheskes Momin paskins, it's Ruvain. If Shimon grabs it away, as Shimon is changing the Metzias of the case, he's changing the Becheskas of the case. Now Shimon is becoming the Muchsik, and now the Cheskes Momin is paskin in Shimon. But until Shimon grabs it away, the Cheskes Momin paskins, it's Legamri Shel Ruvain. And Mevei Lasvekis Mechassin L'dir L'Sasseh. As Rav Chanina held not that way. Rav Chanina held that if there's a Schos Tkifa, that should be Ma'akiv. And that is the Rambam is being Choylik. The Rambam, Mikoyach Tachras, of other places, Mikoyach the Diyik in the Mishnah, held Rav Avnuna is more Mistab, and Misvara will be Choylik on Rav Chanina's question. That's the Mahalik of the Kesef Mishnah and the Mari Korpis. In the Kesef Mishnah, he's Mitzayin to the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Kuf Yud Aleph, that the Tshuvas HaRashba has a different mahalach to answer the question of Hasfekis Nechnas and the Deer, this Aser. The Kesef Mishnah answers that the Rambam holds there is a chilek between a Safik Yemaiser and a Safik Pidyon Peter Kavar. What's the chilek between a Safik Pidyon Peter Chamar? What's the chilek between a Safik Pchar and a Safik Pidyon Peter Chamar? A Zog the Tshuvas HaRashba, a Safik Bchar is a Safik Mitchilas Leidasai, what was born, a Bchar or not a Bchar? As therefore there's no chazaka to the original Bailei. Masha Enkein by Pidyon Peter Chamor, originally the Bechar was a Seh. You switch the Seh, and originally the Bechar was a Chamor. You switch the Chamor onto a Seh. The Seh, before you use it for Pidyon, was Zichur Becheskas, the Mari Kamas. The Seh was a regular Seh that belonged to Mr. Mari Kamas. Now you're using the Seh as a pidyon for the chamor. As the shaila was the pidyon chal, was the pidyon not chal. As the nin is, what's the din of the seh? The seh zikr is a mari kama, because before the pidyon peta chamor, its zikr was his. As by a safi b'char, you're dining on the b'char, but chiles leidasai, mahi. Masha enken, the pidyon peta chamor, you're not dining on the b'char, you're dining on the seh. And the seh was zikha the mari kamas. The shaila is, did you make a pidyon on it afterwards? Afnas is the lashon of the Tshuvas HaRashba. Menech leku gedoyle rabbeseinu eich lefarish pshat in the Rashba. The play Yeshua in our sugya. The Shav Shmaita in Shmaita Dalet, Perikei. And other Gedele rabbis of the Achrayim learn that the word in the Tshuvas HaRashba is he's saying there's a chilek between a marikama and a muchsik. And this Tshuvas HaRashba is a big yesoid in Inyanei Tzveikis. That the Rashba means like this. The Rashba means that by a Safik Bchar, there is no Marikama. Because the Shaila is Mitchilas Leidasai, how this baby was born. As there was never a Marikama on the Bchar. But by a Seh, there's a Cheskes Marikama. When does the Rambam hold Tvisa doesn't help? When there is a Cheskes Marikama. But when there's no Cheskes Marikama, Tvisa helps. As in the first year of a Safik Bukhar, there's no Marikama. Tvisa helps. Muchsik, you change it. Okay, now he's Muchsik. Yesterday, Reuven was muxer. Shimon grabs it, Shimon is muxer. Aba marikama, you don't change. He's the marikama. If Shimon grabs it, Reuven is still the marikama. As memela, tvisa is loy mahani. Thus is the way the Achra is. Even though he doesn't use the word cheskes marikama, but that's the way the Pnei Yeshua and the Shmaita and the Goyim, many of Agdele Rabbi Seinu, learn pshat in the Tshuvas HaRashma. Frek the Shav Shmaita, Shav Shmaita Dalet Perikei. Rather, the Shmaita is a sefer that's written all in the Yani Chazakis and Sveikis. The Sefer Tapu Koin in the Shach was a Sefer written all on Tfisa B'Sveikis, a whole fat Sefer, the Shav Shmaita. The Svarim that were written in these Naisim of Mom. My Moski, you could write a whole Sefer on the Sugya, Tapu Koin, Shav Shmaita. But Vinishvi, Konjus Sveikis, we can't forget too, it's not as thick. By the way, the new ones is very thick. But Vinishvi, but. Mamish, they made a whole marocha of Frek the Shav Shmaita, the obvious question on the Tshuvas HaRashba. Frek the Shav Shmaita and Shmaita Dalet Perikei, he doesn't understand. What does the Rashba mean? There is no marikama on the Vlad. Hare, when the Vlad was a Uber, Bimei Imai, he belonged to whoever owned the mother. Whoever owns the mother owns the Uber inside. Lamashal, if he would shech the mother and he wants to eat the Vlad, yeah, a nice juicy piece of steak for supper, yeah, Avad, it's his. As what does it mean? There's no cheskes marikama on the Uber. The Uber belongs to the Baal Ha'ima. Whoever owns the mother owns the Uber. As what does it mean? There's no cheskes marikama. Thus, frek the Shmaita. The obvious question, like, there is. Before it was born, it was something too. It was an uber. And then it belonged to the Baal Ha'ima of the animal. Zucked the Shmaita. Weiss the chois, when it's an uber, it's a loy bo lo'oilo. And people quote the Shmaita, and they go on. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky in his Shir Klali. He has a Shir Klali to be Miyashiv Shitas HaRambam. From now on, everything we quote is coming from there. As Reb Shmuel asks that, what does it mean? It's a loy bala oilam. That means if you sell it for achad zmana leida, but it doesn't mean he doesn't own it when it's a uber. Abadi, he owns it when it's a uber. As what is the Ram? What does the Shmaita mean? The words of the Shmaita. It's a loy bala oilam. Ma inyan zeh lezeh. You own a uber. If you sell a uber, the mechira is not chal when it's noilid, because it's a loy bala oilam. But still, kol zman it's a uber. You own it is a uber. My kam. The kitzur, without asking it, was such a lom de sheshayla. My kam. When it's there, it's a bala oilam. The uber is bala. As the uber is his and the uber is ba'ilam. What are you calling it? A loy ba'ilam. When the uber is in the mei imay, it's an uber. And he owns the uber as he has a cheskes marikam. Azak Reb Shmuel, Weiss the Chois, what the Rambam means is like this. The Rambam means in the fact that if someone wants to sell a baby when it's born, when it's an uber in its mother's stomach, it's not chal, it's called a loy ba'ilam. You see that we look at an uber and a baby, that it's two different things. An uber in its mother's stomach, excuse my English, it's an embryo, when it's in its mother's stomach, it's one thing, it's an embryo. When it's born, it's a baby. Thus meant it's a loy b'loylam. As being that it's an ander chefsa legamri, as memele, the chazaka that's on one chefetz doesn't work for a different chefetz. As enochinami, when it's a uber, it belonged to the baal of the behema. But he owned it b'tor uber. He owned
a piece of a baby in a mother's stomach. But when a baby is born, it's something new. It's totally different. Now it's a baby. It's not just a piece of the mother. It's a baby. It's something new. As the chazaka of the uber does not work for the chazaka of the baby. Yeah. Thus is the... As a uber and a baby are two different things.
How does mizakel uber work?
Huh?
How does mizakel uber work?
Mizakel uber. Which sugya are you talking
about? Mubasa.
Ah, meaning you want to be matna something.
That's a different thing.
Meaning why when he... Zikr, the bailis that he has, stays with him. A zikr, what he's calling it as a baby, stays with him. He's asking from the sugya and Baba Basra that there's a machlekes if you could be mizaket to a uber, if you could be maknet to a dover shaloi baloi. As he's asking, according to the man, the yomah, that you could be maknet to a dover shaloi baloi, and when the baby is born, he keeps it. As you see, the baby keeps what he has afterwards. As you see that he's not a new person. As he was saying that everyone here are iluyim and they would chop his question. It's a good question. That's his question. That's what he's asking. You see, if a baby buys something, is kind of something, as then when the baby's born, he keeps it. What are we saying? He's a new thing. How can you say he's new? He keeps what he has as a uber. Until now, he wasn't Reuven, and now he's Shimon. He keeps what he has. As you have to add to Shmuel Betzim doesn't ask the question, but he's mandgish it, that a vada to a visceral level, whatever he owns before, stays afterwards. It's a musig in chazaka, that a chazaka is only machriya on what it talks about. As a chazaka that talks about a uber, it's not cool that the chazaka is talking about the vlad, because the vlad is something else. As a vada, you're right. If you coin something as a uber, it stays with you afterwards. The slissim that you have stay with you. But it's a din in chazaka. Chazaka talks about a something, a topic. As if the chazaka is talking about uber, that topic is not the chazaka of vlad. That's what he's saying. It's a svara b'miyuchid le'imyane chazak. Abavina Shvi, he's madgish the chiddush of the Shmaita and the chiddush of Rav Shmuel very nicely. Okay. As that's the mahalich of the Rajba, that there is a cheskes marikama, and just by when do you have a cheskes marikama? You have a cheskes marikama only when it was by Pidyon Petach Amar, but by a baby that's born, there's no cheskes marikama. As the Mishnah's Reb Ari says, he has a bomb of kasha on the Rajba. He has Mefurish Gemara Faket. Which Gemara? The Gemara, the famous Gemara on Bamitziya Daf Kuf. Machlef Para Bechamar. What's the seer over there? Somebody is buying a para. The way he's buying a para is he's giving you a chamar. Now, if he would do a kinyan on the para, we wouldn't have such a suffix. But over here, the way he's buying the para is by giving you a chamar. Okay? Now, he bought a para mu'uberes. The para was about to have a baby. And the shaila is when was the baby born? Now, after the kinyan, we see the baby's born. The shaila is when was the baby born? If the baby was born before he was machlif the chamar and did a kinyan on the chamar, if it was born before, he was only kona the para. If it was born afterwards, as Bishas he did the kinyan, the uber was still in the mother's stomach. As Mamela, he's kona the mother with the baby together, and it's his baby. Bishas is matlav para b'chamor. The para was muveres. After the Maisa Kinyan, he came, he sees it has a vlad. As obviously the Meicher says it is, the kona says it's his. Sfrek zog the Mishnah, we do yachloiku. Frek the Gemara, you should say you should go basa the cheskis mari kama. Hare the moicher owned the mother. As being that the moicher owned the mother, as the moicher owns the vlad. As im came, you see that when you own the mother, there's a cheskis mari kama on the vlad. As how could the achrayne learn up bedas the Rajba, that the Rajba is saying that there is no cheskis mari kama for the mother to the vlad by a safik par, like the way the Shmaitza learns up, hare it's a mafurish a gemara and bamitzia daf kuf, not that way. By machlev para b'chamar, you see the cheskis mari kama of the para works for the vlad. Thus, Frex, my Reinu, Aaron Kotler, Rosh Yeshivas, Beis Medrash Gavaya, and Lakewood on the Shemaita. As Reb Shmuel in Shir Klali in Potterbush. Now it's Yisrael, they answer everything the American asks. As Reb Shmuel in Shir Klali in Potterbush, as Reb Shmuel answers the Shaila. Zog Reb Shmuel, it's Cholik. Over here, the shaila is, when is Kedushas Bechayra chal? Kedushas Bechayra is chal b'shas leida. As the shaila is, mitchilas leidasai, if the Kedushas Bechayra was chal. As that's what we say, there is no marikama, because the suffix is b'shas leidasai, if the Kedushas Bechayra was chal. It's not shaykh a marikama. Because right when it was born, he said, over there, as Reb Shmuel says, the kasha doesn't get started. Why? Because the nidin that it should belong to the koine is because he bought it when the uber was bimei imai. As the koine's timing, he bought it when the uber was bimei imai. As he's timing, he bought an uber. As over there, zicha, there's a cheskis mari kama. Because until you bought Mr. Uber belonged to the one who owned the mother. As over there, what's the shaila? The coin is saying, when I bought the para, I bought the Uber. As he's tiny, he bought an Uber. He bought an Uber. The Uber, he was a mari kama until you bought it. Over here, the Kedushas Bechayra is not chal on a uber, it's chal b'shas leida. As the Kedushas Bechayra is a din and leida, when it gets a new shame of a noila, then you could say the mari kama doesn't work. As that was Reb Shmuel's Yishmak Echilik to be miyashir the shayla of Reb Aaron. The Maisa Gdele Rabbi Seinu want to say another shot in the Rajba, not like the Shmaita. Reb Aaron and Reb Naftali also says this in the Chedushei HaGranat. Reb Naftali, they say, what was the Shmaita's question? Why is there no Marikama? The Marikama owned the Uber before it was born, and with the Shmaita, because it's a loy bala oila. And we saw Reb Shmuel's hezber, what does it mean, loy bala oila? Zagreb Naftali and Reb Aaron, you could be mazber ba'oifen acha, why there is no cheskis Marikama. The reason why there's no cheskis Marikama is with the Yisaidim Chazaka. Chazaka ha'asuya l'shtanais einoi chazaka. The only time there's a chazaka is when the chazaka was here to stay. L'mashal, she's mekudeshes. Kedushin lasts forever. She's becheska, she's an eshesish. Now there's a suffix gerishin. There's something new that happened that's changing things. As we say, chazaka works. Cheskes pnuya, she's not married. Unless there's a new maisa, she's gonna stay not married. Comes along the shayla safik tushit becheskes pnuya. She was becheska. She's gonna stay single for a long time, forever, if nothing changed. But over here, this baby was oimid that when it was noilad, it's gonna have a kedushas bechar. As what are we asking? Aye, there should be a cheskas marikama because the uber bimei imoy was becheskas the marikama. The teretz is, but that uber bimei imoy was oimid that when it's gonna be born, it's gonna go to the kohen. As the chazaka meikara was only a chazaka lezman, calls man is bimei imoy. Uber, it wasn't a chazaka forever. The Uber wasn't going to stay his forever. Every baby that's in his mother's stomach, when he's a b'char, he's oimid, when he's born, he's going to be Mr. B'char. He's going to go to the Kayan. As the cheskes meikara over there was only lizman mesuya. It wasn't a chazaka forever. It was oimid l'shtanais and m'mela. Therefore, it's not a good husband. Thus is the Mahalik of Rav Naftali and Rav Aaron to be Masbir, what's Pshat in the Rajba, why there's no Cheskes Marikam. As we saw two Mahalik, we saw the Mahalik of Shmaita, because it's a Dover Shaloi Ba'ilaylam, like Rav Shmuel is Masbir, it's a Dover Acher. The Chazak on one Indian doesn't work on a different Indian. And we saw the Mahalik of Rav Naftali and Rav Aaron because it's a chazaka b'zman. Yeah. If the Olam wants to see the Ashlamas HaInyan in the Rav of the Shmaitza, he brings rayas like the Shmaitza that even a chazaka that's oimid hishtanis ba'oifin zeh still has a din of a chazaka, and therefore the Shmaitza didn't want to answer like this Mahalik. Ayin Sham. Let's move on. Okay. As goes back the Shmaitza and goes back Rav Naftali and they ask a nice Shaila and Pshat on the Rajma. As it comes out, the Gemara asks a question. Sveikis nichnasin ledir lis aser and brings a raya. Comes along the Rajba, the Rambam mold, it's not a good question. Why? Because in Sveikis Nichnas and Ledir Lis Aser, there's a Cheskes Marikama. Aber Mashen King Sofik B'chor, there's no Cheskes Marikama. Zay, Sarach Beer. Why did Reb Chanina ask from Sveikis Nichnas and Ledir Lis Aser? There's such an obvious chilek, in one there's a Cheskes Marikama. And in one, there is no Cheskes Marikama. Meaning the Svar of the Rajba is so gishmak. Why taka the Reb Chanina ask? What did he do with this Svar? Oh. Okay. So that's the Shailen Pshat. What's going on? The Machlekes, Reb Chanina, and... As Zagreb Naftali, for Oivins. Zagreb Naftali, what is he timing? He's timing that by a Suffolk Pidyon Petach Amar, there is a Marikama. Why? Because the Suffolk was in the Hamar. The says just the Pidyon. As being that the say is just the Pidyon, as we could use the Marikama of the say, that's what the Rajba is Zokt Rav Naftali, Rav Chanina holds you cannot use the Marikama of this set. Why? Because what is the Shairish of the Suffolk here? What is the Suffolk? The Suffolk is not a Suffolk in the set. The Suffolk is a Suffolk in the Chamor. As who cares if you have a Cheskes Marikama in the set? The set is the Toitsa'ah of the Suffolk, the Pol Yaitse of the Suffolk. In English, what comes out of the Suffolk? It's not the Shairish HaSuffolk. The Shairish HaSuffolk is in the Chamor. As in the Shairish HaSuffolk, there is no Chazaka. Chazaka only works when it's in the Shairish of the Suffolk. A chazaka on a prod of the Suffolk doesn't work. Where do you have a raya to this? As Reb Naftali brings one raya from a Gemara in Midah, a Shulya, Shayotza, in a Bias. However, when the Rabbi Seinu Achreinim say it over, the raya Makubal in the Yeshivas is the Gemara in the beginning of Midah. Mikvah, that there's a Safik Mikvah. Is it have Arbayim Sah, or if it doesn't have Arbayim Sah? And somebody was Tayvel in this Mikvah, and he touched Tyrus afterwards. As he touched Macholim Tayrim, he touched Kalim Tayrim. We don't say we put the Macholim and the Kalim on the Cheskes Tyra. Why? Because the Safik is not in the Kli. The Safik is not in the Eichel. The Safik is in the Mikvah. They are the Pael Yaitzeh. As being that they are the Pael Yaitzeh of the Safik, as Memele, therefore, you can't use a Chazakah. The Chazakah has to be on the Safik, on the Shailah, on the Mikvah. As the Mikvah, we use a Chazakah. Chazakah with Shalem. But on the Kalim, on the others, that we don't use. We use a Chazakah on the Gavra that was Tevel in the Mikvah, because he's the Shayrish of the Shaila too. But on the Kalim that come afterwards, the Eichel that comes out, we don't. As Rav Naftali says, if he's a, you could say a Gishmak of Pshat. Vos Gei Da, the Machlekes, if you could compare Safik Pchor to Safik, how do you look at it? Where do you look at the Shayrish Hashayim? That's what he wants to say. He doesn't go into the beard, go back. So what is the other side hold? He doesn't go back. Say that he leaves it for the Eidom. The Eidom could go back. You have to know how to get it. Binishvi, very gishmak, very nice. Thus is one way of learning. Okay, so we'll see one way of explaining the machlekes. That's the mahalech that Gdeli Rabbi Seinu and Naftali want to say. That's the beer, and that's the seder apshad in the Gemara is in this nekuda. Okay. Thus is the Mahab. Rav Nochum wanted to say a different shot in the Rasha, meaning the Achreinim are saying all these beautiful klalim, Mecheskes Marikama. They're asking, why isn't there a Marikama by Bukhar? And now we have a Shaila, how could you use Mecheskes Marikama by Maisris? I, the Shayrish Shaila, is not in the Seh. We have Gvaldig Shailas. Void Rav Nochum is a Shaila. Frek Rav Nochum, Hare the Klal Godol in Shas is Muchsik is Adif Mimari Kama. A Muchsik is Adif from a Mari Kama. As what is the Teretz of the Rajba? The Teretz of the Rajba is, when there's a Marikama, Tfisa doesn't help. But when there's a Muchsik, Tfisa helps. Frek Rav Nochum, how does that stim with the Klal, Godol, and Shas, that Muchsik is Ode from a Marikama? Does anyone know where it says in Shas, Muchsik is Ode from a Marikama? Does anyone have a clue? What does it? Yeah. Very yishmak. The rayas in the Gemara on Daf Kuf. The Gemara on Daf Kuf is, I, by machlef par v'chamar, you should go basa mari kama. Every the Gemara, we're talking about where is muksik. Muksik is adif, then mari kama. As in the Gemara on Daf Kuf, you see the klal ha-godol b'shas. If Cheskes Mamon fights it out with Cheskes Marikama, who wins the match? Cheskes Mamon. As how could it be klapi tfisa, the Rav is saying, that Mari Kam is stronger? Why the Rajba never mentions Cheskes Mari Kama? If you look at the Rajba, it's not his words. Oh. As how do you answer Rav Nochum's question? Oh. Well, if it wouldn't be so many big Achrayim that say it, hey, it's a Shtar Kakasha, but we have the Pnei Yeshua, the Shmaita, the Grosh. Oh, as one more time. As Reb Shmuel in Shir Klod, Reb Shmuel wants to answer Vais to Chayis, there's a chilek between when the Muchzik happened. In the Gemara on Daf Kuf, it's talking about where the Muchzik happened B'Shas Leidas HaSafik. He was a Muchzik when the Safik was Chal. That Muchzik Chayis is Olim, and that beats out of Ari. Over here, we're talking about Tfisa La'achar Leidas HaSafik. That is a much weaker Chazaka. That can be Amari. And Reb Shmuel is Marich in it. Azman Katsa Malacha Ruba, Leave the Eilam, it's Mamish, Mamish, Tanuge Ganeim, to read the Sheikh Lali. Anyway, you can go through it. See what how he is masvirit. Behelem divrayim. Actually, you would say the knech is Mari Kama doesn't switch. Cheskes Mamim switches. As by Tfisa, the kunza Tfisa is it switches the Muxi. But you can't switch the Mari Kama. That would be a different keeper. Okay, but that's what Rav Nochum asked. I'm say this the Geshayla. And Divrei Rabbi Seinu Achroinim, as therefore Rav Nochum wanted to learn a different shot in the Rajba. He says, if you look at the Rajba never said Cheskes Mari Kama. Aye, so what does the Rajba say? He says like this, by Safik Bechor, it's a Safik HaShafik. Is it a Bechor? Is it not a Bechor? When the suffix is even, 50-50, it's an equal suffix, and then the halacha is, tfisa is mahari. Masha'en came by the say, it originally belonged to the person. What's the suffix? The suffix is, did it go out of his rishus afterwards? As the suffix is, did something change? The suffix of changing, it's coming to change from something. It's harder to change from something that's pre-existing. It's called a lower level suffix. As over there, tfisa doesn't help. As lefizeh, the chilek is not if there's a cheskes mari kama or if it's not a cheskes mari kama. The chilek is what kind of a suffix. When we're clearing mitchilas asofik, we have two even sides. Is this a bechor? Is it not a bechor? As it's mamish even sofik, we don't know what's going on. We have no idea what's going on over here. As that kind of a sofik is a full sofik, as then tfisa helps. Masha ain gain by a seh. We know there's a strong jara de mamina, it belonged to him until now. As over here, the mean is, did it change from his bias? But he has a much stronger side in the suffix. As being that he has a much stronger side in the suffix, the side of the other person is weaker. And his tris is loy mahani in such a case. That's the kibun. Those are the words of the Rajba. The fizet doesn't go with klali mari kama or loy mari kama. It's tali on the sug suffix. Grada lefize. What is the other man the Yama holds? He holds his low levels as long as it's a suffix. As within his tesis mahali, he is comparing. And the shayla is, could you be machalik or not? That is the as thus is the grace shita of the Rambam. The tfisa is mahani visvekis, and this is not only a Rambam in our sugya. in many tapus, the Mimoinos, in Baba Kama, in other places, in Shas, the Rambam Paskins, Tokhtu Moitziyin. And if you have a little greater head, a little wider head, if you look through all over, this is not a local machloikis over here in the Sugya of Tokhtu Klayim by Savik Bukhar. The Goyin is Mitzayim, the Rambam Shita in many Makoimis in Rambam is whenever there's a Safik, whenever there's a Teku, Tvisa is Mahani. And the Shita of the other Rishonim is Tvisa is Loik Mahani. Pasha said the Gemara is Mashma like the Rishonim. The Rambam is the Pshat Mechudish that something goes on after the Gemara. That's what we saw where the Makar of the Rambam is. And what does he do with the Rai of the Gemara? How do you answer it according to the Rambam? The two Mahalchim, the Mahalich of the Kesef Mishnah, and the Mahalich of the Rashba. Those are the two Mahalchim we saw in the Inyan. Okay. To start another Inyan, the Ramban at 105 is, I hear it's not. A very big Indian, because anyway, we saw the Ramban in the beginning of the Sugya, the Shnai Melechs in part. He wanted a Chazer over, but Hashem said, we ran out of time. We already spoke about the Ramban. We said in the Kudus in the beginning of the Sugya, we got a Chazer over again at the end, we ran out of time. We'll be Soymech on what we said in the Kara. As tomorrow, we're moving on. What are we moving on? We're going back to the Masusa. We're back to the Merchas. My Havi Allah. That is tomorrow's Sugya. As we had a small sidetrack, that was a huge Sugya of Tokhtu Klayim. And now we go back to the last angle of the Sugya HaKedemes, where you have two people fighting over Masusa. One of them was Makdashit. What is the halacha l'maisa? That's what we'll see. Be'ez Hashem, we're starting the new chelik of the sugya tomorrow.